It's Social Web Cafe. Got your favorite drink and ready to sit back and relax? Okay, here we go.
We have something special for you here at Social Web Cafe TV. It is a mashup of your favorite moments in Social Web Cafe TV interviews. Want to learn more? Take Deborah to coffee for 75 cents per week and hear her tips on proven action steps to move your business forward in success. Your host, Social Web Cafe's only, the incomparable Deborah.
Hello, everybody, Social Web Cafe TV viewers and listeners. Today we have Dan Morris from lettersfromdan.com.
You know, the world doesn't change, and the great thing about change is that it forces you to continually look at the way you're doing things. If you just, you know, set it and move on, it's hard to even audit yourself because you just don't pay attention. You know, anything that you do on purpose is pretty much a good idea as far as I'm concerned. Sometimes they don't work, which is fine, but at least you were doing something on purpose. Here's the last tip for you. So I have a product called the Marketing Calendar Blueprint. And the idea is that you always want to be in front of your audience, no matter what time of the year it is. So speaking specifically of hashtags, I would encourage you to search high and low for every event, activity, symposium, conference, convention, anything that has to do with what your profession is. Find the Facebook page, find the Twitter page, and find what hashtag they're using. Put it on your calendar. And a month before and a month after, start using that hashtag in your tweets and on Instagram. And start staying in front of that crowd all year long for everything that you do. Always be in front of the people who will make you money. So learn to use hashtags to your benefit.
Today we have Eileen Smith from BasicBlogTips.com.
If you find a mentor, you find someone that's credible, that's honest, they have some integrity, follow that person, stick with that person, and they'll show you the ropes.
That is beautiful. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a mentor, you have one right here.
I'm always available.
Today we have Chuck Hester, an expert in LinkedIn, and he's going to share some tips and an interesting perspective on how to use social media.
Yeah, it's citizen journalism, and it can become citizen marketing at the same time.
I like that. I've heard the citizen journalism, but I like, yeah, citizen marketing.
Yeah, I'm writing that down as I speak, Deborah, because that's something I've never said that. Wow.
That's good. Okay, you guys, you heard it here first. Hester, citizen marketing.
We could co-author our next book. That could be it right there, right?
I like that.
Last week, the business stylist herself, Debbie Lechusek, shared a bit more about branding and how to brand yourself.
It's called Linking In to Pay It Forward, Changing the Value Proposition of Social Media. And there's a wide variety of things that go along with that title, but mainly it's talking about how you can be of service to others and how that will make a difference in how you approach someone that you're going to be engaging with on social media.
Today we have Martha Giffen.
Well, I think it's basically because I like to talk. And you know what? Social media is just conversation. Some things don't change, and that is, you know, the conversations that you have with people and being engaging with people on Google Plus, wherever they are. That is my best tip, is don't be overwhelmed by it. Don't try to do it all. Have a presence, obviously. Have, you know, a place where people can find you. But don't spend all of your time on all of the sites. It's not necessary for most small business owners.
And today we have Laura Rubenstein from Social Buzz Club.
You know, you can see one of those ads on Facebook on the side there for 7 to 21 times before. If it's something you would click on, that you actually would. They really need to know who their perfect prospect is when using Social Buzz Club, because you want to push out content or share content to networks of other people's that resonate with your market, that will be valuable to your market. And like I said, we have a lot of social media content, and if most people, if your market's on social media, most likely that's going to be valuable. So you got to know your market, what they resonate with, and also that will help you write your own content and buzz out other people's content. And be the person who, what I call, aggregates and then disseminates other people's content, because you actually seem like a very generous hero to your networks.
To find out more about the shows and social events, sign up for the newsletter at socialwebcafe.tv.
Today we have Patrick Schwartfeger.
Everyone thinks that you need to like do some like incredible thing to become a keynote speaker, right? You need to land a plane on the Hudson River, right? Remember that guy, Captain Sully Sullenberger? You know what I mean? He's a speaker today because he landed a plane on the Hudson, right? Or, you know, you climb Mount Everest, or that guy who was hiking and got his arm stuck and ended up having to like cut his own arm off to get free. I mean, that guy is a speaker today. So people think that you have to do these incredible things to become a speaker. And here's the deal. If you do something incredible, you can become a keynote speaker. It's true. But you don't need to. You do not need to do that. It's a market like any other. There's supply, which is me. There's demand, which is conferences. They're looking for speakers. And if you give them the right content and you give them the information they need, then there is some percentage that they're going to select you. And that's, you know, that's the best part. Like, imagine, okay, two scenarios. Number one, you go to Google, you search for a keyword phrase, okay? You see the list of results that comes up. One of them appears to have the answer that you're looking for. You click on it. It's a blog. Sure enough, it has the answer that you're looking for, but this blog has three posts, okay? Now, same scenario. Keyword phrase, go to Google, search for it, listing, see one that you think has the answer that you're looking for. You click on it. You end up on a blog. Indeed, it has the answer you're looking for. So far, everything's the same, okay? But this one has 300 posts, right?
I'm going for that one.
Links to YouTube and links to social media and videos and podcasts and all this stuff, right? People study this kind of stuff. How are those two scenarios different? Okay. When someone goes here, they get the answer they're looking for, but their subconscious mind doesn't register anything beyond that, and they click back and they're gone. They don't even remember the name of the blog. Okay. People who go to this blog, they get the answer they're looking for, but their subconscious mind says, "Oh my gosh, I have found a resource."
Next week, Kavita Chintapalli joins us and shares her career successes, moving from education to internship to role as content creation manager in a startup company in New York.
Debbie Latusa, and she is the business stylist. The best tip I can give is that be yourself. You know, whatever it is that you're out there doing, a lot of times I think we get so caught up in learning whether it's how to market, how to do social media, anything, that we forget who we are and we forget about all the knowledge and experience that we bring to the party. I like to say we sometimes check our brain at the door and we just sort of put ourselves in the hands of the guru or the expert that we're listening to. And while there's always things that we need to learn, I think we have to remember that we already know a lot, and it's about taking all of it, running it through our filter, taking what fits, and being willing and strong enough and confident enough to let go of the stuff that doesn't feel right to me, and just go, you know what, I'm gonna do what feels good to me and try it out and see how it works. Because what I can tell you is marketing is not like accounting. It's not black and white. And what works for you may not work for someone else. They have different clients. They're different. They're in a different marketplace. So it is a little bit of a trial and error. So I try to teach people steps so that they can minimize the error and they can have more success. But ultimately, you got to get out there and try things out and see what feels good and see what works.
And enjoy the smooth, sultry sounds of Deborah E.